You might not think it, but pressure on sports journalists can be overwhelming. After 18 years working in sports media, I saw firsthand how the constant deadlines, the scrutiny, and the public exposure can take a toll. And while you may not face the same spotlight, you felt that kind of pressure in your own way, just without the cameras watching. In this episode, I'll explore what's really going on for men working in sports media. That's led to so many public incidents, and more importantly, what you can learn about yourself from their struggles. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. High pressure environments always come at a cost. And sometimes when we haven't learned different coping strategies, or we're dealing with stuff in our personal life or other parts of our world, then the pressure can like mount up. And it's true of anything. I'm sure you've experienced it in your own workplace, maybe in sport where personal stuff creeps in. Now, some of the elite, Shane Warne comes to mind, can have all this really challenging stuff going on in their personal life and still turn up and deliver. And that's the exception rather than the rule. For most of us mortals, the reality is that different parts of our life have an impact. And I'm sure it was impacting Warney as well, but he seemed to have that ability just to compartmentalize what was going on and just leave it aside while he competed. And that is possible for you as well, even when the pressure seems insurmountable. More importantly, it's possible for you to be able to deal with that stress in a much better way so that it never even seeps into those environments. I watch with almost sadness for what's happened to a few of the journalists in the Sydney media, in the Eastern Seaboard media in the last 12 months, where that pressure has resulted, well, opinion, I think the pressure has resulted in some pretty high profile incidents. We talk about specifically Paul Kent and James Hooper. Now, you can not like what they've said, what they've done, but the reality is that those jobs come with a heap of pressure, and they're doing their job. And they're human like the rest of us, and they're not immune from making mistakes. We've all made mistakes. Just because you have a high-profile position doesn't mean that you're not still running patterns that cause you to do things that you didn't particularly want to do. Just that when you have to play it out in the public eye, that becomes really challenging. And you may not agree with the way they operate and the way they talk, as I'm sure you know, what people present in a in a public sphere is not always who they are. I mean, Anthony Mundine's a great example. You talk to anyone who's met him personally, will just tell you one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Respectful. But when he talked, when he was promoting his boxing, because let's be honest, that's what he was doing to make more money from his boxing, well, then he was often anything but those things. Jerome Luai comes to mind as well. And again, anyone who's ever met him, really down to earth, kind, considerate person. But his public persona can sometimes be a bit different, and it's the same with these journalists and what they're doing. And I imagine there's an element of them doing their job, which is not necessarily how they would like to do it, but it's almost just how it's evolved because of the pressure they experience to put on a certain persona for the role that they play. It's almost like they're playing a villain to a certain degree. And that would be difficult because, as I'm sure you know, there are different times where our moral compass is tested, when our values are tested, when, because this is our job, our role, then we have to do things, we have to operate in a way that can maybe push those to the limit. And I'm sure for those two guys, Kenty and Hoops, they didn't decide when they started out to do sports journalism, that that's how they wanted to operate. They would have got in because they love sport. Maybe they love writing. Maybe they didn't even know what they wanted to do, and they just thought that would be cool. Because that was me. Like, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm kind of good at writing. I did well writing history essays. I love sport, and that was one of, well, not one of, it was my first choice for my uni choices, was to do the sports journalism course. That problem was solved because I actually didn't get into the course because I didn't do well enough. I was probably spending too much time playing Nintendo cricket and playing sport when I should have been studying, but that's another story. But I'm sure when they got into it, that their intention wasn't to be the persona that they ended up playing. That they have played, and like, again, you don't have to agree with everything they say, but they both did a good job in their own way of creating stories for people to talk about. I think it's a bit ironic that they became the story themselves. I think Paul Kennett acknowledged that himself when he said, rugby league, everyone seems to have their moment of like this, and I guess this is my moment. Again, just because they're in the public eye doesn't mean they're immune from the different challenges that life faces. Well, we're only having a conversation this morning that if we'd had social media when we were growing up, and particularly those early years when we were out and about, then yeah, I'd hate to think what would be online somewhere from our past. And then even now, like, could you imagine if like every moment of your day was scrutinized? Man, I muck plenty of things up, and sometimes my behavior is not exactly how I would like it to be, but I don't know anyone that gets it right every single time. And you pile on that the pressure that must be on them to continue to come up with this, and like, I don't know if it's deliberate that they're playing the villain, but they're playing that villain role, and that would come with a huge amount of stress. And to continue to show up that way, particularly if it's not quite who they are. And again, I've never met either of them personally, but I'm sure they're really nice guys. And in that setting, that, they've got families. Yeah, what? They're humans. But what it also shows is like how what we've created in as a society in this media world of everyone has an opinion, and people are quick to pile on. And like those guys in particular, I've seen it online. Like, for every bit of support and goodwill they get just as many people coming at them hard. And I reckon that would get tiring. And as much as you'd try and stay out of it, you would hear stories. It would get back to you. Reality. And I think to a certain degree, it's a bit of an indictment on society that this is where we've come to. Like, even today, like as I record this, it's the Saturday after the Sharks Storm Grand Final. And I'm on the, man, I didn't think there was a great refereeing performance last night. I'm a neutral. And I just watched some things. Previous weeks had been refereed a certain way, and just the how the whole game went down. I'm like, what? Why are we still got that particular referee in there? But then I went on and was looking at a post about it, and like, there's so many comments, and people are arguing both directions. So we can't even agree. Like, it's a 50-50 split of people. So how can anyone say definitively that one person's right and someone else isn't? Because, like, when there is that sort of level of conjecture, and this is what these guys face every day. Like, regardless of what they put out, there's going to come just as much attack as there is support. Now, could you imagine for a sec, like, you think about the pressure you would be under in your line of work, whatever it is, and the different times where the pressure gets to a really high level, and maybe you're stressed about other things away from work, and then you pile that on when everything seems to mount up. That just happens in life. But could you imagine then doing that in the public profile? So for me personally, I have a lot of empathy for these guys. Again, you can say what you like about what you think about their opinions, but their opinions, and they're paid to give opinions. So I just think we need to be more compassionate, more understanding, and just think about what might be going on for these people before we're quick to pile on. And like, I mean, for me, I love the fact that Kenty, he for his logo for his new podcast, he's got the tree in there, a representation of his moment when he ran into a bit of trouble, that this out there for the world to see on social media and videos of that particular moment. Just got to laugh it off. I've laughed off plenty of things I've done before. Yeah, it's just what, how else do you deal with it? And I think in general, like, it would be fantastic if we could have more of that understanding for people in the public profile. Like, mate, you look at footy players and the reaction they get. You look at tennis players, you know, they want to stand, you know, we'd say, let's stand for something, and then they stand for something, and then 50% like, yeah, this is awesome, and 50% are cutting them down. Like, I don't know how that's helpful. And ultimately, as I always do, bring it back to self. Those times where you are that person that's judging and speaking unfavorably about someone in the public eye or about a friend or a family member, it's like, well, what is it actually the frustration that you're feeling? Yes, it's frustration of what's happening external, but it's always triggering something within you of a self frustration. Sometimes it's as simple as it's triggering something, not identical, but it's making you think of something that you're not happy about yourself, and then so you're reacting in a certain way. Because if we came from looking at it from that perspective, a perspective of owning your own stuff, but also from that idea of we're all together in this. So why is like trying to kick people when they're having, you know, challenging moments or attack people for different things? Like, it's not how we're gonna improve as a society, but instead, like, empathy, compassion, seeking understanding, being curious. How can we have differing opinions but still find a way to just discuss in a healthy way? That's what we should be aiming for as a society. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.